Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think, and we'll be glad to. As you will see in a second, we report back to you. When you click your answer, by the way, on that poll question, you can see how the poll is going so far. And then at the end of the week in the newsletter, we report on what the poll results were, and then I talk about it sometimes on the show, like I'm going to do right now. You know, the question that we have to ask ourselves, I think, as we head off into this silly season of the election year politics, which starts way too soon. You got a big election coming up, right, next year. As we go into the season, I want you to ask yourself this question. Who does the government really serve? Think about that. Who are the real beneficiaries of the behavior of the activity of the government? Just hold that thought, because I want to talk about that for a little bit. First, I want to ask you this question, the second question, I should say. What happens when you and I don't work and play well with others? What happens if we don't work with our employees, with our vendors, or especially our customers? Well, you know what happens. The first thing is our success is diminished, right? The potential for success goes way down, right? And if our behavior doesn't change and if it becomes bad enough, what happens to you and me as business owners? We lose our businesses, right? When an employee doesn't work and play well with others, they first suffer some diminished income opportunity, right? Usually they don't get a raise, they get reprimanded, and you know if they're able to keep their job, if it doesn't change, if their behavior doesn't change and improve, ultimately they will lose their jobs, right? But what happens when the political class fails to work and play well with others? Well, it is more complicated. I know that. Clearly, politics is more complicated than the marketplace because each political party has a defining philosophy that puts it at odds with the other side, right? In fact, we hire politicians by when they campaign on and stand for the philosophy of the majority of the constituents. I have one belief, you have another belief, and we vote for the party or the person that tends to do what we think, right? To say that they'll do what we think. That's the big difference, right, between politics and business. But beyond ideology, let's remember this, and I think this is important. This comes back to my question of who does the government serve. Beyond ideology, the fundamental purpose of the jobs that politicians, leaders, that political leaders have is to conduct the government's business. To conduct the government's business, which is to serve Americans, to serve the constituents, right? We wondered how small business owners felt about how the political class should be treated if they didn't perform their fundamental job of conducting the government's business. So we ask our internet audience and the newsletter audience, we ask this question. Why should political contributions be withheld until politicians show results that they are working together? If they can't seem to be finding some way to work together, to not be so polarized, to work together, should we withhold political contributions? 8 out of 10 of you said yes. The rest disagreed. It was actually like 82%, I think. 82% said, yes, we should withhold political contributions if they aren't getting their job done. And then about 18% said no. Of course, politicians get fired, which is unelected, all the time. Unfortunately, most of those firings have historically been more for a political conflict and less for failing to do the conduct, to conduct the business of the government. And that's unfortunate. But it is heartening to observe voter expectations increasing about government performance as a standard for political re-election. Think about that. 82% of you said that we should take action against people who don't work and play well with others, who don't conduct the business of the government. Of course, we don't want, I don't want my guys caving all the way in, right? But they've got to find a way to work this out somehow. And see, it seems like things have gotten more polarized. You and I are going to have to let them know what our expectations are, folks. With all the problems that America has today, as we coexist among other nations with their abundant problems, this newly emphasized performance expectations, 82% of you, I'm considering that to be newly emphasized performance expectations. That may be the only way we can get our government to focus on serving its citizens instead of merely serving itself, the political class. Folks, who does the government really serve? Those are the people who can answer that question the right way. They serve the people, not the political class. Those are the ones that you and I want to elect in 2012. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.